As my dad rests in his hospital bed, all tangled tubes and whirring machines now, all I imagined on that long frame was that old camel hair coat from the winter I was bullied. In 1990, I was 7, but he was 6'8 and 350 pounds. Big, real big. That was before the cancer and before we came to California. His coat was long and brown, hanging below the knee, rising above the December snow like a great cape. I had swim practice at the Y. I smelled of chlorine, but stank of fear, and the bullies were like piranhas in those days. They could sniff me out. I waited outside the Y, knowing Dad would arrive with an Albano's pizza, mushroom and sausage for Mom, pepperoni for the rest of us. It was always warm on my lap, and the garlic made me wild with hunger on the ride home. Dad's camel hair coat stood out from the white dunes of the snowy Y parking lot. That, I remember. A brown coat, sharp lapels, and broad, sloping shoulders. Dad had a mustache back then, black, but was big, and I was small and weak. I cried every day after practice. The bullies were sharks swimming in my stomach. I can't go. I don't want to swim anymore. Ian makes every practice terrible. Stop it. You don't quit. You go. You keep going. You wear him out. In December, when I ran to the Mitsubishi, its smoky exhaust stuttering and the dim interior hot with garlic, Dad looked up. What'd you do? Did you quit? I cried. No, but he made fun of me. My hands. He made fun of my warts.
Well, did you tell him where to go and how to get there?
I got in the car, and I sat there, silent and ashamed. Dad looked at me, then jumped. He leapt out of the car and,
"Enough," he said.
When he returned to the car, moments later, he hugged me, my face pressed into flecks of snow on his camel hair coat.
What happened? You were gone a while.
I told the little bastard if he talked to you again, I'd flush his head down the toilet. I smiled and breathed in the pizza as we sped off across the ice. I won the swimming sectional 10 years later. Now at night, I watch Dad sleep in the hospital bed, and I see him grip his walker. He holds my hands tightly, a strong grip, not the grip of a man with cancer. He's still alive. He's still here. When he stands, the green gown hangs just below the knee. Its cloth is thin and light, but long like that camel hair coat hanging in my closet, a memory waiting for me to wrap myself inside.